You're listening to SBS News.
Easter Island, also known as Rapa Nui, is one of the most remote inhabited islands in the world. Home to only around 8,000 people, it has been controlled by Chile since that nation annexed it in 1888. But it is what a British naval commodore took from the island 20 years before Chilean annexation that is still causing discontent 150 years later. In 1868, a statue, made of basalt and slightly more than 2 metres tall, was taken from the island as a gift for the then British monarch, Queen Victoria. On Easter Island, the statue is known as Hoa Hakana Naya, which means lost or stolen friend. The statue has spent the past 150 years on display at the British Museum, but now some visitors to the museum want it repatriated to Easter Island. A delegation from the island in the southeastern Pacific Ocean has made the long trip to London to ask for it back. It is an emotional moment for the governor of Easter Island, Tarita Alasson.
My grandma, who passed away almost 90 years, she never got the chance to see his ancestor. I'm almost half a century alive, and this is my first time that I can come here.
The statue is just one of the famous Easter Island statues that number about 900 in all. They were carved by island residents between the years 1100 and 1600 and are known as moai, or ancestors. The particular statue at issue is unique because it is made of basalt rather than volcanic ash. It also bears figures from the Tangata Manu, or Birdman cult, carved into its back. Mrs. Alasson says the statue needs to return to Easter Island, even if only temporarily, because it represents the collective soul of the people of Easter Island.
I am here as a representative of the government, and I'm also Rapa Nui descendant. And we came all here, but we are just the body. You're the England people, have our soul. And it's quite time to maybe send us back for a while so our sons can see it as I can see it. And just give us a chance so he can come back. I appreciate you go to the island to visit us. It's a really, really far away place, and we don't have the chance to come by often. You have keeping him for 150 years. Just give us some months and we can have it there.
The British Museum has agreed to hold talks over the matter. It says it is always open to loaning out artefacts, subject to its usual policies. Chile's Minister of Public Assets, Felipe Ward, says he is convinced British authorities understand the significance of the statue.
We are really grateful for the opportunity of a meeting with the authorities of the British Museum. This is the first of many conversations we will have. We're looking forward to the next conversations, and probably the second one will be in Rapa Nui. I'm really sure, and our delegation, especially the people from Rapa Nui, are absolutely sure that they understood the meaning for them of this moai. This is much more than a stone, and they understood that.
Mr. Ward says Easter Island is like an open-air museum, a perfect place for artefacts. The Easter Island delegation has offered to replace the statue in the British Museum with another one, carved from stone by contemporary local sculptor Bene Tuki. The president of the Easter Island Council of Elders, Carlos Edmonds Power, says the people of the island just want back what is rightfully theirs.
Because what we're asking is that they return our spirit to us. That's the purpose of that. Moai, the spirit, they need to return what they took to us.
The Easter Island statue is one of many artefacts taken by British colonial explorers from around the globe and now displayed in the British Museum. And it is not the only one where pressure is being applied to return it to its country of origin. Among the others are the Grecian antique sculptures known as the Elgin Marbles, transported by sea from Greece to Britain in the early 19th century. There is also a collection of more than 1,000 metal plaques created by the Edo people from the 13th century onwards, known as the Benin Bronzes. They were taken from what is now southern Nigeria in 1897. Sunil Awosti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.